this week in the Lakeville Journal. And let me just set all the microphones up in there. One, two. Well, we got four people in there today, plus Janet Manko. Wow. Well, welcoming Janet first. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, to the PAC studio. Good morning, studio. Why don't I hear anybody in there?
Boy.
There we go.
Is that better?
Yes.
We have the cast of thousands in here today.
We do. Wait, so we have a brand new intern. Now, I have to say something here. Molly's got two strikes against her. She's a brand new intern. She's allergic to cats, unfortunately. And she doesn't have any stories to talk about.
She will. We'll get her busy this week.
All right.
In fact, we've got Matt wrote, I'd say, at least 50% of this issue, so he'll be talking nonstop.
What did he do? Kick Alex out?
Alex is so happy he's getting a little break.
All right. And there's Anne. She snuck in on me.
Good morning, Marshall.
Good morning.
Where is Anne?
Jill.
Good morning.
Anne's right here.
They took
Anne's seat away from her.
Why did they do that?
I think
because I knew she'd be coming in last, and I figured it'd be easier for her to sit.
Okay. That's good. All right.
Thinking.
Let's go to the red, white, and blue Lakeville Journal on the front page. There, adorable youngsters.
Is that the best photo ever? And I love baby animals on the front page of the Lakeville Journal, and to have adorable young children and a baby goat is just, it's like the jackpot for me.
It's almost too much adorable. I almost passed out.
It almost makes you want to pass out. So thank you to Lisa Reel for sending in this incredible photo from the FFA open house, which we have more coverage of on the inside from Matt Holderman, but what a great photo.
All right, and you have on the right side of the page the beginning for all the parades, which continues on page A2.
That's the left side.
What?
Unless I'm mistaken. That's the left side of the page.
Say that, Marshall.
You're trying to confuse us. We're paying attention. The left side of the page, we have all of the parades.
That's the other left side.
Yeah. It's the right side if you're looking for. Okay. But we have all the parades in seven of our towns, which is the six towns of the Region 1 School District plus Winsted. And, of course, our staff will be out covering. Anne is going to be doing Salisbury. Matt and Molly will be doing North Canaan with Lance Christensen, our wonderful photographer from Kent, will join them.
All right. And a big shindig, really, at the Sharon Town Hall on Wednesday. And that's when Sharon Hospital gave a State of the Hospital get-together.
I still think a shindig should have sand and beer.
No, music. Didn't you ever see that?
There's no music.
You ever saw that show Shindig in the 60s?
Yeah. Yeah.
With all those girls with the
boys in the Madras shirts. Yeah. Okay. So this is not what happened at Town Hall in Sharon. What did happen was Peter Cordeau, the president of Sharon Hospital, who is a great public speaker, I have to say, gave a very upbeat update on Sharon Hospital and the partnership with HealthQuest and the impending partnership with a group of other hospitals in New Milford, Danbury, and Norwalk, which will expand even further the options that are available to Sharon Hospital people. And you sort of feel like, well, I'm not really going to drive to Danbury or Norwalk or New Milford or even Poughkeepsie. But all of those hospitals are now figuring out a way to link themselves together. The electronic records are being linked together. In the ER, they're having video communications with other larger hospitals so that somebody can look at a patient coming in and say, there's something about the way that his eye is drooping that I don't like, and they can figure out what the next step of care is. So a lot of interesting stuff happening.
When you consider they're linked there, and then we're linked on the other side of the border, and all these physicians and doctors and plants, basically, I mean, even the Northern Dutchess Hospital in Rhinebeck, everybody benefits.
Yes, we hope.
Everybody benefits.
That's the hope.
All right. And then school's almost over.
Graduation's coming up in the end of June, and next week we'll have the two ceremonies in Winsted at Northwest Regional and Gilbert that are scheduled. But I'm looking forward to that. And I believe that Northwestern Connecticut Community College graduation is tonight, so we'll have some coverage on that.
All right. of course, this is the big weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday at Lime Rock Park. It kicks off their big national look with all the big events that come up.
So we've got Matt Holderman, who's done a preview. Do you want to talk about what's coming up this weekend and also about who is Aurora Strauss?
Yeah, absolutely. So this weekend is, Lime Rock Park's annual opening weekend. They have the Pirelli World Challenge Racing Series coming to the track this weekend. I believe the track is open today for people who are staying the weekend camping, and then tomorrow all the action kicks off with practice and qualifying sessions. Now, in the article I wrote this week, I talked about one of the one of the better known drivers that's come into the track this weekend, Aurora Strauss. I don't know if we've mentioned her on the air before or not, but she's a 19-year-old who was accepted to Harvard, but she deferred to continue a racing career. And she'll be there this weekend, singing the anthem as well as driving the cars.
Bet you that made her parents real happy.
Well, her dad is the president of a car club. She's a beautiful girl, too. I had two of my photographers went to the track for Media Day yesterday, and they sent almost 20 pictures of Aurora Strauss. Very, very pretty.
Well, then on Sunday, they have the Royals Car Show.
Which is a big deal.
Yeah. And they have a farm-to-track picnic and pig roast as well that day. Great weekend. Just hope the weather kind of doesn't hinder any of that.
I think it's all down to now we're going to make it through most of the day on Saturday fine, and then Sunday and Monday will be cooler and cloudy, but with drizzle, not so. So I think everything will go off as well.
Good, because my phone was saying that we were going to have thunderstorms on Monday. That was very discouraging.
Yeah. Mm. Well, it looks like it'll be a little cool for thunderstorms, but we might have drizzle, but still, that's better than thunderstorms.
You know what? We forgot to make Molly introduce herself.
Molly.
Who are you? What's your name? Where do you go to school?
I'm Molly Ayuti. I'm from Winsted. I just started on Monday, and I'm from Susquehanna University. I'm a rising sophomore.
And she's a twin.
A twin?
Yeah, we've had triplets. Now we've got a twin. Well, we're looking for quadruplets for next year.
Is your twin allergic to cats too, Molly?
Yes, but not as much.
Okay.
That's so sad. Right. I love cats.
I know. Now, Matt loves the cats.
Now, speaking about Molly and Winsted, Winsted got the worst of the storm that we had come through here, even though at my house, we did have golf ball size hail at my house.
You know, and I drove down to, I was in Philly over the weekend with my daughter, and we drove down through New York State, and the damage is unbelievable. The trees, it's like the big winter snowstorm that we had a couple years ago in October. The trees are down everywhere all along the roads. And we actually got it pretty light up here, I would say. And even though the reports indicated that Winsted got the worst of it, Shaw Isaacson called around to town officials, and they were like, well, you know, it was more of an inconvenience than a tragedy, which is good. That's what we want to hear.
Whenever you have a tornado touchdown, you got the worst of it.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, the National Weather Service confirmed that. Well, then we can go to, of course, the candidates for all the state contests are now set.
Right, and it seems like, you know, really this is just the beginning. It feels like it's going to be a very active year. It feels like there are going to be primaries. There may be some petitioning, so we'll see. But Maria Horn versus Brian Oler, Craig Miner versus David Lawson, and Salisbury's Thad Gray has been nominated as state treasurer, so we'll see how those races go.
The Republican, yep. Okay, and back to the garden, Tim Abbott's Nature's Notebook.
So, Tim, talking about, you know, at this time of year, we've all been out foraging and getting covered with ticks just for the pleasure of getting some ramps with our dinner or some morel mushrooms, which Dave Payton had said to me it was going to be an epic big year. I wouldn't say it has been an epic big year as far as I can tell, but there are morels around. And you can purchase them at some local stores, which is great. But he's talking mostly about more domesticated plants in this column and about the beginning of the apple blossoms and picking rhubarb and his planting of his tomatoes and things that we're all thinking about, obviously.
All right. A reminder and you've got the story. Tonight is the first of a three-part series. Tonight it's about gun safety up at the Bitterman Center in North Canaan.
Right. And this is from a group called Partners in Community Safety. And I think the next one is going to be Women's Support Services, but that's at Thursday tonight. It's going to be from 6:30. Marianne Jacob, who is a gun owner and a survivor of the shooting at Sandy Hook. So that should be a very interesting talk.
All right. Then you've got the story about trade secrets.
The trade secrets is, you know, one of my favorite events, and I volunteered for it for many years because I enjoy it so much. And Anne also has been very involved with trade secrets for many years and has shot the portraits of volunteers for the resource guide and also does many of their photos. But Alexander Wilburn shot it for us. And, you know, there's only so many daffodils and exotic herbs you can buy, but it's definitely fun to go just to see the interesting celebrities who come, including Martha Stewart and Wendy Goodman, and Martha Stewart did a book signing this year, and of course our own local celebrities like Bunny Williams. But traditionally, the weather stinks, and we were not disappointed this year by that.
No, but you know what didn't stink? They returned the control of the traffic to local people, and it was flawless. After 1 year of the state police doing it, Dennis, my classmate, who's an auxiliary trooper, local guy, along with the fire departments, did it. It was flawless again this year.
Anne's agreeing.
I agree, except that, Marshall, there were cars being towed out of the mud.
Well, yeah, that nobody happens. I
but
knew
even
that
was done flawlessly.
But, Ann, what's the matter with all these black 4x4s that we always see? They yeah. should be able to get out of the mud.
Exactly. They're just status cars.
When you don't have ground clearance and you sink in mud, 4x4 doesn't help you.
It's true.
Okay. Let's move on here. We'll go to Dowd and Scarpa, the two top in the Housatonic class of 2018.
Salisbury Central School graduates.
Rock on. You know, often it's the Falls Village kids who are the top two spots, but this year is two Salisbury kids. And you've probably known Jack Scarpa since he was like four, right?
Both of them,
yeah. So we're very proud of them.
All right, the FFA open house, which we talked about a little bit already with the big picture on the front page.
Matt Holderman was a judge. He came back as a judge. How was it?
Well, it was fantastic, as it always is. You know, a great turnout. It did rain really briefly in the night, but still a fantastic show. All the students had great presentations.
Did you get a milkshake?
I did get a milkshake. Yeah, that's always one of my personal favorite parts. I'm sure it's a lot of people's. The milkshakes made fresh at the high school. It's fantastic. Great show. I wish we had room for more pictures. It was awesome.
Well, and we'll save some of those photos for next year when we have our FFA banner page. And it's very exciting to see all these kids doing these great projects.
I just want to know if it was a moving experience.
Very moving.
All right. Now, I want to move on to the next page because I know Dave Barger provided police protection for this and the little library.
Well, and interestingly that you should bring up Dave Barger because we're working on our Discover Canaan special issue, and Matt interviewed, we're sort of comparing and contrasting North Canaan and Falls Village in many of the articles, and Matt interviewed Dwayne Lopriori, the resident state trooper of North Canaan, about what it's like to do public safety in North Canaan, a larger town. But he also talked to Lou Timlott and Dave Barger. Was that it? They weren't as silly as I thought they would be, but did you enjoy talking to him?
Well, certainly, and they had a lot of really interesting stories to tell. You know, about their pasts and the job itself.
Yeah. And we discovered that everything everywhere harkens back to the Vietnam War era.
It's funny, when you talk to Dave Barger, speak to any retired state police officer, and they have the greatest stories. They really
absolutely
do. Some heartbreaking stories, but some very funny stories.
Dave is very funny.
Yeah. Financial concerns.
It's funny, they had all these problems with Henry Cinchella embezzling from the town, and so, of course, they're very concerned about their audit firm. And so there's some discussion on the board of whether they should be hiring, you know, rotating their audit company, because they get too chummy with the people at town hall, and that's an issue. And I think that's true with all of our towns. It's something that, you know, their embezzlement is not just happening in Winsted. It's happening in all of our towns.
The farmers market season opened up to a chilly start.
Oh, yeah. But you know what? Some of these farmers markets are going all year now, and it's fantastic, and beautiful cheeses. A lot of people are making great cheese around here. And Norfolk really is one of the nicest farmers markets. It's big, it's extensive, it's fun, and it's next to that beautiful library. But all of our farmers markets are, I believe, open now. There's no farmers market in North Canaan this year, but, you know, you can only have so many farmers markets.
And in Salisbury, the affordable housing might be in the parking lot, which is the Holly Block. And what's interesting about that is that they could put parking below it and build it above it there.
Yeah.
So that is obviously a site that is in the center of town, which is good for people for low to moderate income housing.
And they can all walk over to the many new gyms.
The gyms, the restaurants, the art galleries. Yeah. No, really.
And the
Lakeville has come alive. It really has come alive. It's great to see, too.
It's a renaissance. It's great.
Yeah. Now, I love the picture. Gear Village celebrates 15 years.
Yeah.
You can see a very happy
but now
Kevin that the pressure's off.
What a relief for him, huh? It's been a rough... He really celebrated that 15th anniversary. So, of course, Gear has been around for many, many years. But Gear Village, which is the wonderful facility that has the YMCA and the very excellent Railway Cafe, celebrated its 15th anniversary. Alex Wilburn went, got a great photo of Kevin O'Connell, who... Gear had been threatened with a significant increase in the funds it was going to have to pay to the town because it is a nonprofit. It would have had to start paying taxes. At the 11th hour, the town came in and said, no, we're going to keep things the way they were. So very happy Kevin O'Connell. And then the beautiful Rita Delgado with her mother, just such a sweet photo of them. So,
well, you know, I know because we started the cable, was started at Gear Village, and I was almost arrested before it was open because I was back there working in the section that wasn't open yet, getting the TV station together.
Yeah.
And somebody in the main building called the police saying somebody's breaking in, and it was me. But then again, I was the first person to swim in the Gear pool because I also swam in it before it was open.
Naughty.
Yay. All right. The Bend. Plans.
Yes. Eversource has got some plans for work that it's going to be doing down there, and finally came to the town of Cornwall and said, here's what we're doing. Here's when we're starting. It looks like it's going to be starting, I believe, this summer, early June. So starting right up. And so all of you, no matter what town you live in, and part of the reason why we don't do just town pages anymore, but we do regional pages, a lot of people spend time at the Bend, driving by it, fishing there, boating there, having lunch there. At Pearly's Farm Market Cafe, the new wonderful restaurant there. So this is a story that everybody should read because there is going to be some disruption.
All right. And a story out of North Canaan about Metcalf asphalt paving rejected by the
This
PSA.
Was quite a big deal in North Canaan. And both Leela Hawken, who wrote the story, went and I went. But a lot of people had called about it. And Ben Metcalf, who's got the asphalt paving company and has a quarry over there, had wanted to put in a plant to do green hot asphalt processing. And the Planning and Zoning Commission would not even accept the application and, in fact, refunded his application fee to him and said, this is not in our table of uses. We won't even entertain it.
All right. On the obituary page.
Two big ones.
Yeah, two very big ones. Annette Blum and Mildred Rick.
Yeah, so Millie Rick, who, of course, was a very beloved nurse and was one of the organizers of the annual Nurses Picnic, a big presence there, a lovely person. But, you know, a long life well-lived. So she died at 98. We'll miss her. And Jean Blum, who's, of course, the wife of Jack Blum, sister-in-law of the wonderful Alice Yoakum, and the Blums had owned Fairfield Farm, which is known for many years as the Blum Farm, at the Salisbury Sharon border, and had the famous cattle there, and so she passed away.
All right, and still the Lime Rock student-built cars once again.
How was that, Matt Holderman?
Oh, that was another event that went on at Lime Rock the last week. They did their spring edition of the Connecticut Electrathon, which is where high school students who have built cars go to Lime Rock and compete. Try to put in as many laps as they can in an hour with these just little battery-powered cars that they've built.
How was the sound level at that compared to when you went to Media Day yesterday at Lime Rock for the big cars?
A lot quieter. And the electric cars don't make a ton of noise, but I'm sure it's still really fun.
You know, there's F1 electric cars that have a racing circuit, and it disturbed them so much that they were quiet that they have the cars make noise on the professional circuit because the drivers just couldn't get used to it, and it was dangerous. They really didn't know, you know, with the speed because of electric cars. So they actually imitate the sounds of cars on the major one.
That's fascinating.
Yeah, wow. It's a pretty cool story. I want to go on to the editorial page right now. The next step at Region 1.
Right. This is our editorial, and just because the Region 1 budget was accepted and that part of the process is complete doesn't mean that we shouldn't look at what led up to it and understand what objections were and still are to certain parts of what's happening at the high school and also, you know, some of the elementary schools with the way that the class structures are and the parents and teachers and students should be heard. And, you know, we didn't think that the voting of the budget should go along with that, but we certainly don't think they should be ignored. So we're making a plea to look at it carefully.
All right. And, of course, the Viewpoint page has part 2 of 3 of the deportation, the recent ICE arrest in Armenia, and some other great columns.
Yes, we have a good beginning of a series by Anthony Peel on the evolution of thinking in the world of Donald Trump. Dick Ollis always has something interesting to tell us about history, and now he's telling us the difference between ticket balancing and diversity. And we have some great letters, don't miss those, and a good column by Bob Green on safety on the road and Sully versus regular drivers, the rest of us.
All right. Now, before we get the compass, because we always save the best for last, I want to talk, someone talk about the real estate insert that's in the paper.
My neighbor's house is in it.
And so many other properties and homes, well, but that's the most important.
Duty, duty, do for you.
I think that individualism has just come to.
I would like to interview all candidates for that house.
I can tell you my neighbor's house is not in it.
nor is mine.
But you know, that it's so personal when you see a property near yours or it's your own, suddenly all these lovely photos and descriptions take on a new meaning. So look through Tricona Real Estate. It's an important part of what happens in this area.
All right. And now, with a full 4.5 minutes left.
Wow. What are you going to do with all that?
It is time for Compass. And take it away.
Hello, everyone. the Berkshire International Film Festival is my lead story this week. It opens next Thursday night at the Mehewi in Great Barrington. This film festival started out to be kind of like, oh, another one of these indie film festivals that no one will go to. And it started 13 years ago when they had, I think, 30 films in one theater. Now they've got 80 films and three theaters, and they've got major international directors and international stars, and there's a tribute to Rachel Weisz Friday night. I guess that's June 1st or June 2nd. And her movie Disobedience will be playing at opening night. But there's also a fabulous movie about Andre Leon Talley called The Gospel According to Andre, and we have an interview with the director running next week. I've basically summed up what's going to be there. So read the story and you'll see if there's anything that suits you, and otherwise you can go to their website to see what's playing. There's also a review of the new documentary about Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who was the second woman appointed to the U.S. Supreme Court, although, as this reviewer points out, she's the one who's the most famous. And we kind of forget that Sandra Day O'Connor was the first. This review is mostly positive, but the reviewer does mention that Ginsburg has been kind of loudly silent on the issue of D.C. statehood, although she lives in D.C., as do most of the Supreme Court justices. Then we have a review of Ira Barkoff, who's having a show at the White Gallery. He's a Cornwall painter from New York City, but has lived in Cornwall forever, since the 1970s. And his paintings are really about light and sky and what he sees from the top of his mountain in Cornwall. And then there's a really wonderful two shows for Arthur Goetz, who is the father of Sarah Goetz, who teaches yoga at Space. But Arthur Goetz was a famous New Yorker cover artist. I mean, he's sort of a cartoonist, but he's also has beautiful watercolors. So there's some cartoon, what you call cartoons, some watercolors, and a lot of them are country life taken from up here. And there's two shows. One is going to be at the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon, or it is at the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon, and the other one is opening June 2nd at the Movie House in Millerton, and they'll be up simultaneously. And then we have a fantastic Chinese food recipe story by Marsden, and really what it's a tribute to the Chinese peppercorn. And that's all I have for today.
Now, you see that? We left you enough time, so you did not have to rush through it this time.
I did rush, Marshall.
You shouldn't have to rush.
I did rush, but thank you for leaving me all of that time.
And we can tell you why Anne rushed, is because...
Because normally she doesn't have all that time.
Her back is to the clock.
Right.
That's right.
Oh, that's
she
right.
Can't see the clock today.
Which is why next time we're going to put her back in her other
that's
place.
Right. That's right.
That's and right. Next week I'll have, two weeks from now I'll have a tabloid, so I'll have about 8 stories.
But one way or the other, you will be looking at the clock.
That's true.
All right. All these stories and many, 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 many more. Lakeville Journal, also tricornernews.com, and on Facebook. To all, happy Memorial Day ahead of time. And I know I'm saying happy because you'll all be out there working.
Yeah. May it be warm, dry, and sunny.
Marshall, which parade will you be at?
The Sharon one right out in front here.
Yeah.
The one that I just have to set up right out in front for and film. And we'll have Mike in Salisbury, and I think we've got North Canaan and even possibly Falls Village covered. So
don't blink for Falls Village.
So we'll see you guys all next week.
We'll see you next week. Thank you so much, Marshall.
Thank you, Jill.
That is This Week in the Lakeville Journal here on Robin Hood Radio every Thursday. And as I said, tricornernews.com and also on Facebook.